This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasain with the news, the headlines first. People observing Gai Tihar, offerings to cow and Guru Puja, offerings to ox on the fourth day of Tihar festival today. Newar community observing Ma Puja today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges all to follow health protocols during festival. Nepal's corona caseload surpasses 208,000. Corona-related death toll reaches 1,215. And Romania hospital blaze kills at least 10 corona-infected patients. Now the news in detail. The fourth day of Tihar festival is being observed today worshipping cow, also known as Gai Puja, and ox, also known as Guru Puja, and Govardhan Puja are being observed throughout the country. Nepal Calendar Determination Committee Chair Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam said the cow is worshipped as per the religious belief that we get love from her like a mother. The cow milk, urine and dung are all sacred. Today the cow is garlanded and fed various delicacies. Meanwhile, the Govardhan Puja rituals are being observed today with the replicas of the Govardhan mountain made out of the cow dung. People prepare a mixture of the cow dung, apply on the courtyard of their homes and on the floors today. The rituals are linked to the Hindu god Sri Krishna, who, according to the legend, lifted the Govardhan mountain by his hand and protected the people of a place called Gokul from torrential rains caused by Indra, the god of rain. It is believed that the rain god was angered and thereby caused the heavy downpour. Similarly, the ox is also worshipped today as it is a very useful animal in different agricultural works in Nepal, which is a predominantly agricultural society. Similarly, Ma Puja is celebrated on the fourth day of Tihar by Newar community. It also falls on the Newari New Year, which is based in the Newar calendar, Nepal Sambat. Ma Puja literally refers to the self-worship, making offerings to one's body. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged one and all to be united for national prosperity and happiness. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1141 today, Prime Minister Oli said that unity among all could materialize the national campaign of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli has urged all to follow the health protocols while observing the festival in this critical time caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Oli further mentioned that diverse cultural and religious assets were the common property of all and they help promote our national unity. Prime Minister Oli stated that such national assets were contributing to strengthen national unity and harmony even after dissecting the conspiracy practice to disharmonize such a unity in the name of diversity. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed additional 1,946 corona infection cases across the country. This has pushed Nepal's corona caseload to more than 208,000. Among them, almost 82% have recovered from the virus infection. 2,503 people got rid of virus infection yesterday alone. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,215 with the confirmation of 13 additional deaths. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai, bade farewell to Prince of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdullah, yesterday. Prince Thek is returning home after visiting Nepal today. Minister Bhattrai, on the occasion, extended thanks to Prince Thek for his Nepal visit even during the time of COVID-19 pandemic. A six-member expedition team led by the prince scaled Mount Amadablam on November 11. On the occasion, Prince Thek shared that he was pleased seeing the beauty of Nepal and hospitality of Nepalis. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. National Flag Carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation has announced that it will accept the PCR test report only from the government labs for the passengers travelling to Hong Kong. The airline said such provision for its Hong Kong flight was taken until further notice. The Civil Aviation of Hong Kong has barred the flights of Nepal Airlines Corporation until 25th of November after some of its passengers tested positive for the coronavirus infection. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 10 people have been killed and several others seriously injured in a fire at a hospital treating coronavirus patients in Romania. Officials said the blaze broke out in the intensive care unit of the public hospital in the northeastern city of Piatra Neamț. One doctor who tried to rescue patients is said to be in a critical condition after suffering serious burns. Romania's health minister Nelu Tătrău told local media the fire was most likely triggered by a short circuit. The fire was believed to have spread quickly after it was fed oxygen by the supplies used to intubate patients. Thousands of supporters of President Donald Trump have turned out in Washington, D.C. to back his claims of voter fraud in the U.S. election. Flag-carrying demonstrators were joined by members of far-right groups including the Proud Boys, some wearing helmets and bulletproof vests. Earlier supporters swarmed Trump's motorcade as he drove past on his way to golf course. Joe Biden won the 3rd November election. On Friday, he solidified his victory with a projected win in the state of Georgia, making him the first Democratic candidate to take the state since 1992. He now has 306 votes in the Electoral College, the system the U.S. uses to choose its president, which far exceeds the 270 threshold to win. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali province and far west province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. People observing Gai Tihar offerings to cow and Guru Puja offerings to ox on the fourth day of Tihar festival today. Newar community observing Ma Puja today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges all to follow health protocols during festival. Nepal's corona case load surpasses 208,000. Corona-related death toll reaches 215. And Romania hospital blaze kills at least 10 infected patients. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.